Rescue workers in Italy found a few more survivors today from Monday's earthquake. That as the death toll rose to more than 220, with about 50 people still missing. Thousands have been left homeless, living in makeshift camps or sleeping in their cars. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports now from one of the places hit hardest by that quake.
The village of Onna is only 6 miles from the Abruzzi regional capital, L'Aquila. Hardly a house is left standing. What were once 2 to 3 story buildings are now piles of rubble, their terracotta roof tiles shattered on the ground. A huge rescue operation has been set up here. There are people from all over Italy, Red Cross, firemen, soldiers, carabinieri, and ordinary volunteers. Workers using heavy machinery and specially trained dogs continue to look for survivors. Until yesterday, this was a hamlet with 350 inhabitants. So far, 40 bodies have been extracted.
Tanti bambini, tanti...
This woman, a member of the National Forestry Guard, says Onna is the village that has suffered the greatest damage in this earthquake, Italy's worst in 3 decades. Onna is a scene of devastation in the midst of a bucolic landscape, with horses grazing in rolling pastures and the sun glinting off snow-capped mountain peaks. It's in the surrounding fields that Onna's survivors are now camping out, some in tents, most sleeping in their own cars, their anxiety heightened by the continuous strong aftershocks. An elderly woman, Dora Paolucci, sits in a daze, still recovering from the cold nighttime temperatures. This has been such a calamity. We can't sleep, we can't eat, there's so much pain, she says. So many young people, boys and girls, only in their teens, all of them dead. Near Dora is her relative, 33-year-old Mirko Paolucci. He and his parents survived the collapse of their home by jumping from the rooftop to the rubble below. Next door, though, his grandmother and his aunt were not so lucky. They were found dead in their beds. I lost so many of my friends, he says. Onna is a small village. Here, we're all like relatives, and we all lost everything. The survivors tell similar stories, how they were lucky to wake up in time and flee their crumbling homes. This is what happened to Lou Pasqualucci, a man who lived for 43 years in the U.S. before returning to his homeland 3 years ago.
I grabbed my pants and I started going down the steps, but there was no steps. It was all rubble. I went down the first flight, went through the passageway, and it was like 2.5, 3 feet high, all the stuff from the roof. The damage is unbelievable.
And yet, Onna's homeless residents refuse to leave the area. They are clinging to the hope that the village will return someday as it was. But Roberto Marconi, a member of the fire brigade that is assisting in the rescue effort, says there's nothing in Onna that can be salvaged. It will have to be leveled before it can be reborn. The village must be rebuilt, he says. People must have their homes, their identity, their roots, their land. This is the way it should be. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi returned for a second visit to the earthquake area today. He said at least 100 of the 1,500 injured people are in serious condition and that some are still missing. Berlusconi said the rescue efforts will continue for 2 more days, until it is certain, he said, that there is no one else alive. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News, L'Aquila.